This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new report says Colorado, not California, is the top state for EV adoption. CPR's Sam Brash explains.
The new report comes from a consortium of East Coast air pollution agencies. It found about 25% of all cars sold or leased in Colorado last quarter were electric. That's slightly higher than the EV market share in California. If confirmed, it'd be the first time any state has surpassed California in EV adoption. In a press release celebrating the news, Governor Jared Polis said Colorado drivers have realized EVs are fun, quiet, and affordable, especially factoring in generous incentives pushed by his administration. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Metro Denver bus and train riders will be able to tap their credit or debit cards next year to pay for fares. European transit systems have been using tap technology for years, and now more U.S. agencies are adopting it. RTD hopes the new tech will increase ridership. Passengers will still be able to pay with cash. After decades in the making, a contract signed Wednesday by the Bureau of Reclamation will allow water from a recreational lake in Durango to be accessed by Native American tribes. Construction on Lake Nighthorse began in 2003 as part of the Animas La Plata project, which aims to fulfill the water rights settlement of the Ute Mountain and Southern Ute tribes in Colorado that dates back to the 1980s. The lake opened to the public in 2018. And with the contract now signed, it will soon begin repaying the tribes for billions of gallons of water depletion suffered by members in the heavily agricultural region. This is CPR News.